We don't sleep very much.
Hey, this is Tim from Rise Against here on Busted Pencils Radio.
Where's the strength we relied on?
Oh, there's all kind of strength with Tim and Johnny on Busted Pencils, fully landed education talk. Tim from Rise Against. We always appreciate him popping in and giving us a little bit of a chatter there. Johnny, Mitchell Robinson, awesome. You know, here again, a colleague, a brother in arms, truly, you know, a teacher educator, music teacher, and now running for office. You were talking to me at break about saying, you know, how do we help this idea of potentially educators, people who know, educated educators who talk education and live education, who breathe education, who understand developmental appropriateness, who recognize what's good for kids, what's best for kids, what's in their best interest. How do we get them to step up and become political? And maybe when I say it that way, that frightens people. But what we're saying, though, how do you become active? Because the teacher narrative, the deprofessionalization, is part of a narrative of certain people in power. To get rid of that narrative sometimes requires more than just the facts, like you just said, Johnny, the evidence, the truth. The truth be darned in this moment for some reason, right? We need the ability to get people in a position to make truth matter again, right? To make truth matter again. But how do I, Johnny, communicate to a teacher about getting into politics without making them go, oh man, you guys are nuts?
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking that over the break, Tim, and I'm glad you kind of went there as we sort of round out the show, is thinking about like someone like Mitchell, who's got a lot of experience, who's given to the craft, or we might call it the profession. I mean, I kind of go back and forth on that because I think I worry about that whole professionalization. Yes, I get it. It's important, but also we're blue collar craft workers. I mean, we're on the ground. Mm-hmm. And so I want to be in solidarity with labor all over. And thinking about that, but we have, you know, Mitchell, who's worked hard. He's got great wisdom on education. He's also got access to research and evidence that he can bring to speak truth to power directly. Right. He can speak to say, hey, this is what would benefit all our schools. I don't know why we're not doing it. It's not just an opinion I have or an agenda. It's actually based in evidence. And here is that research. And here are those facts, for a lack of better terms to describe it. I like to think often that those who have experienced the front lines of something, right, can make great contributions to the decision making process. I want to go on a limb here, and I have complex thoughts about war, and I have really strong feelings about the militarization of our communities and schools. However, I think some of the strongest people who contribute to the decision-making of whether or not we should be at war and how we should defend democracy are those who have experienced it firsthand. And so we've often said on both sides of the aisle, if we're going to go there, Democrat and Republican, that experience internationally, especially around conflict, is highly valued in the political process. I think that's important. I think the same can be said for our classrooms. If we're talking about education and we're looking for leadership and our brightest and most important to invest in, the youth across cultures and across our country, then we have to think about how do we get people who have experienced the front lines of education in position to be making those decisions or part of that decision-making process. So I like it. And Tim Mitchell said, can you, if you value something, you find time for it. And I think that's a really important mindset shift as well. And so I was thinking about, I hammer all the time on this radio show, I'm always talking about how important it is to contribute to democracy and to the democratic process, right? So if I value it, let's make time for it. If I say, teachers should be part of that democratic process. So I'm saying it, Tim, I think we should figure out time to help channel and prepare teachers to be more active in that political process.
I think about that. Yeah. So the first visualization that comes to me is every kindergarten teacher right now holding some form of public office. How much the back to that poster, right? Everything I learned that mattered, I actually really learned in kindergarten. And again, that's a meme, that's funny, it's a thing, but think about that, right? It's like, if the, you know, primary, let's even pick one, a certain grade, a primary, kindergarten, first, second grade teachers, right? If they designed the educational system, what would it look like? It wouldn't look anything like we have today. It wouldn't be this test and punish. It wouldn't be around all of these crazy things. It just wouldn't be that way. And so it's what Johnny and I are saying. If you're out there and you're listening, you are this frontline educator. There is a place for you in this role in politics. It might not be state board of education at the state level. It might just be local school board. It might be town supervisor. It might be anything, but starting at that local level, having a voice, contributing, it could be serving on a committee of parents, whatever it is, your voice matters. And that's what we're talking about. It's so, Johnny, when you talk about having things you value, giving it time, if you value that profession, if you truly value and understand what it means to be great and to be a great teacher and things like that, and if you want that, and I'm going to say it, I'm sorry, Johnny, professionalism back. You know, I mean, if you want that professionalism back, get it, man. More Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded, back next week. Johnny Lupinacci, Tim Slucker out.
Want more Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils, or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.
We are Busted Pencils!